Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost. Join with us now as we worship and praise the Lord together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we do greet you in Jesus' name. Turning to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, Psalms 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Praise the Lord. Let's read it one more time. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. We can tell by looking at the earth, the North Pole and the South Pole, the difference between north and south and the extents of those limits. But when it comes to east and west, there are no dividers. It just continues on. That's how far our transgressions have been removed from us, as far as the east is from the west. Well, thank you for being with us today. If it's convenient and possible, invite someone to worship with you. And by the time this service has come to an end, we want you to know you've been in the presence of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Page 373 in the Sing His Praise hymnal, I Believe the True Report. Let's clap our hands and sing this great hymn of the church.
I believe the true report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the outer court. Oh, glory be to God. I am all on Jesus' side, on the altar sanctified. To the world and sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the inner veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood, oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit's power and light, I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer veil. Hallelujah to the Lamb. which by once God's light concealed. Oh, glory be to God that the blood has brought me in to God's holiness so clean, where there's death to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm within the holiest pale. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now the Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. Well, songs like that, you just can't hardly quit singing. And if you know the Bible story that goes along with that, concerning the veil in the temple being rent in twain when Jesus was resurrected, it'll bring truth to your heart and truth to your soul. Praise the Lord. Our precious promise today, before we pray, comes to us from Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Well, the Word of God is so great. Let's read one more. How about it? From Psalms 103, verse 12, I turn there. As far as the east is from the west, so hath he removed our transgressions from us. I just read that when we came on the air, but I think somebody needs to know when you're saved, your sins are washed away. When you've passed that riven veil, your transgressions are removed as far as the east is from the west. Let's pray and let's praise him. Father, thank you for being such a wonderful Savior. Thank you for being such a wonderful Lord, for doing so much for your people, for redeeming us and setting us free. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, that was shed abroad in our hearts. We're so grateful today, Lord, for that riven veil where we can pass and enter into the Holy of Holies, where at one time only the high priest could go. But now, Lord, your people have access into the divine presence of God. We're so thankful today, Lord, that each day on this little broadcast service, we can gather into the presence of God. And Lord, we can worship you together in one mind and one accord. We may be scattered, Lord, across this country, by location. But Lord, our minds and our spirits and our hearts can all be dwelling on one thing at the same time. Have your way in our lives today. Minister to us and use this service for your glory. May someone's heart be touched. May it be the day that someone is saved. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now. Harvest time. Harvest time. The Savior's calling. The grain is falling. Oh, do not wait. It's growing late. Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time. And I'll give you some contact information at the end.
So if you will, be ready to take it down. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Where we're going to pick up the tempo on this, He'll Set Your Fields on Fire. Clap your hands and sing with us.
There's a call that rings from the throne. It springs to all who are astray, saying, come ye men with your load of sin, down at the altar lay. Many do not heed, but the chain of greed still crushes their desire. Be assured, my friend, if you still offend, He will set your fields on fire. He will set your fields on fire. If to sin is your desire, you have heard Jesus call. He did lest you must fall. Let the Lord your soul inspire, and you'll join that heavenly choir, and rejoice with Him as the sun grows dim, when He sets this world on fire. You have heard His voice, and the soul rejoiced who trusted in His grace. You have blessed with sin, felt His knock within. You tried to hide your face from the blessed Lord and His own true word, but still you say, return. Let the downward path kindle not God's wrath, or He'll set your fields on fire. Take a friend's advice, make the sacrifice, completely turn from sin, taking up the cross, counting earth as dross. Let Jesus live within. When temptations come, keep on facing home, to Satan never hire. But rejoice and pray on that great day, when He sets your field on fire. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda, and we'll rejoin that in just a second. Would you like to send some mail to the Power of Pentecost? Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. He will set your fields on fire. If to sin is your desire, you have heard Jesus call. He did lest you must fall. Let the Lord your soul inspire, and you'll join that heavenly choir.